Hi friends, I'm Blue Mitchell, photographer, publisher, and now podcaster. You're listening to The Diffusion Tapes, a podcast where I chat with photographers, curators, and writers working in the field of fine art photography. More specifically, these tapes are conversations with people I've befriended on my journey as an artist and publisher. So now I get to learn a little more about these folks that I admire and respect, and I'm inviting you into our conversation.
I haven't always known it, but since I've been an artist, I've recognized the fact that making the work is a sustaining, you know, really important thing for my life. What has been a surprise is how important the community has become. They're just as important. The people that I'm connected to in the art world are as important to me as making the work.
My sister-in-law said to me, she said, "So what do you do with all your work?" And I said, "Well, I print it and I throw it in the box." And I was like, "Well, that sounds so dumb." So I just decided that I really wanted to present work in a different way, in a more unique way. And I didn't want to make the same piece over and over again.
If you think about it, it's possible that the most photographed generation in history will have no photographs to pass down.
That's so true.
Because I'm sort of paying for the house, so it's not an additional expense, and it just feels like home and a place for me to make my work.
Well, access is nice. Yeah, you know, being able to, I don't have to go across town or something, you just go downstairs.
They don't even have to be dressed.
Right. Exactly.
A lot of times I would go home on my lunch break and put on a vintage dress, take a photo and edit it, and be back to work in time to finish my work up. Sometimes I'd be a few minutes late, and my friend would look at me and go, "You were taking a picture again, weren't you?" I was like, "Yes, I was."
And so I was doing tests with Polaroid, and this guy, a totally naked guy on the nude beach, was like, "Hi, this camera is so cool. What are you doing? Would you take my portrait?" I was like, "Yeah, I guess." And so I just took a Polaroid shot of him, and he was like so thrilled to just like have his photograph taken with that camera.
I had two prototype Jeeps, and we did the commercial in the Yukon. So we airlifted this prototype Jeep up onto a glacier in the Yukon via Hueys. So, you know, we just did all kinds of crazy stuff like that.
Is that where your love of helicopters
absolutely
came in? It was from that.
Well, it was
the Hueys are great.
Oh my gosh, I think they're the sexiest things on the planet.
Welcome to the Diffusion Tapes.